Good morning. Last week, we covered a lot of topics, and I think it's worth spending a little bit more time on one specific topic, which is the fact that a number of companies in their earnings releases mentioned that they want a much more active presence in American LNG in the future. And actually, half a dozen of these companies specifically said they were interested in taking an equity participation into an LNG project in the United States. So for a second today, let's take a look at what it means from the other side of the table. What does having an exposure to the global markets mean for American companies that own American resources? Before I get into that, let me say that this is exactly the right business model. I think American companies that provide liquefaction services need to get away from the fact that we're providing the services at a very cheap price for global companies that are looking to ensure their LNG at a discounted price, and focus on providing that service for American companies that can commercialize the resource of the United States at a global price that benefits American producers. Having said this, make the assumption for a second that we send 35% of Driftwood to one or more American gas companies. Driftwood is a 27 million tons project, which will have a TCF and a half of annual production when it's fully built. So if you buy 35% of that project, you're exposed roughly to 500 BCF of global LNG sales when the project is finished. The prices for gas at the moment are extremely high because of the shortage on a global basis, magnified by the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine and took one of the major supplies of natural gas to the world out of the equation for at least the foreseeable future. But most of the consulting firms agree that in 5 years, the price should come back down a little bit towards $15 for JKM, which by the way, is the equivalent of $90 a barrel. And that American prices would be down towards $4 in MMBTU, which can be supported by American production. On that basis, you would buy your gas for $4. You would liquefy it for $2. You would transport it to Asia for $2. And you would generate a gross margin of $6 to $7 in MMBTU for that 500 BCF, that is $3 to $3.5 billion of annual cash flow. So the question for the upstream producers, for something that will start paying $3.5 billion a year for a very long period of time, how do we discount the value till today? That is the way for them to look at it. I'm sure that is the way they're looking at it. So they have the choice of looking at selling their gas sub $5 on average for a long time in the United States or in the $15 range on a global basis, creating a very, very significant value for their shareholders. And that is the equation that they're all looking at. And with their cash flows improving with domestic prices, they are now in a position to be able to do something about it. So we're very excited at Tellurian about this new development, and we think it's exactly the right business model to pursue. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, potential future transactions, strategic considerations for LNG and upstream companies, attributes of the Driftwood project, commodity prices and costs, margins and cash flows, The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of May 17th, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.